Sometimes we think we're doing everything we can to improve how we feel, but we fall short. We just feel sort of meh, or downright bad, and we don't know why. Well, here's a way to help tease out what could be causing that negativity. To do this easily, I'm going to make references to points and scoreboards, but to be clear, those references aren't about real-life competition. I myself am not competitive by nature. I'm just using the analogies as a way to create an aha moment for you, so you'll make better decisions for yourself without any hesitancy. To be clear though, my examples are going to be really basic, so I'm not going to take into consideration the complexities of life, but you'll get my drift and you'll be able to work your own scoreboard so you can make a better decision in the next moment, which will lead to a better outcome. So let's get to it. We each have 24 hours in a day. Let's convert those hours into points. So 1 hour equals 1 point. So we have 24 points to work with. The neat thing with these points is that they can either be positive or negative, based on what happens in our daily life. We'll start off on the right foot by injecting our day with 8 positive points because, well, we've been sleeping for 8 hours, and let's just assume they were restful, peaceful hours. So awesome. We have got 8 positive points on the scoreboard. Yes! It's now 7 a.m. We get up, we get dressed, we get fed, and we get ourselves to work. Now, for most, this sequence of events isn't always the happiest, so we're going to chuck 2 points onto the negative side. No biggie, though, because we've got 14 points left. That's lots of chances to change. After we push through a hectic 8-hour workday and we pop out the other side of a stressful commute home, we're met with our home duties like cooking, cleaning, and washing. Now, wow, for most, that's like 10 more negative points, but hey, let's not put all of them into the negative. Let's add 9 to the negative and 1 to the positive. All right, the scoreboard so far is 9 positive points versus 11 negative points. We really need to think about what we're going to do with the remaining 4 points we have, right? If we choose to immerse ourselves into the negative, it won't be any wonder as to why we're feeling so meh every day because, well, we would have far outweighed our 9 positive points with 15 negative. So let's go back to our example. Now, at this point in time, it's probably 7 p.m. and you're teetering, energetically speaking, between feeling better or feeling worse. But you're in luck. Based on the decisions that you make from here on out, you can tip the scoreboard back in your favor. So have a look at your scoreboard. What are you going to do with those 4 remaining points, or 4 hours? Will the music you listen to be filled with angry, hateful, or demeaning words? Or will it be peaceful, loving, and empowering ones? Will you choose to engage in social media posts that make you feel bigger by laughing at other people's failures? Or will you only react by applauding other people's successes? Will you digest news or books instilled with fear and anger? Or choose to pick up information tonight that only promotes confidence and innovation? Will the games you play involve destroying someone or something else? Or will you choose to engage in something that stimulates creativity or teaches you something good? Will you watch TV shows or movies that entertain through cheating, fighting, and violence? Or are you going to pick motifs that inspire you, motivate you, and encourage you instead? Now, I'm not saying to stop everything you like doing if it has an inkling of negativity in it. Please don't get me wrong, that is not what I'm saying. My message today is to get you to pause and really consider what you're doing with those 4 precious hours that you have left in your day. And that's if you even have that many to spare. Ask yourself, will my next choice help offset the negative I have been immersed in all day today? Or is it going to push me deeper into it? When and wherever you can choose to be kind to yourself, please be kind. For in the act of nurturing your soul, you're actually helping everyone and everything else on this planet. I hope this process of taking a tally of your positive and negative points on your emotional scoreboard each day is helpful for you in making better decisions to always stay on the right path in your journey, sweet friends. Stay safe and big love to you.